There's a big change at the top of Vermont's Democratic Party as it heads into the next election cycle. Connor Casey is the party's new executive director. He's a former director of legislative affairs at the Vermont State Employees Association. He replaces Julia Barnes. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, Casey says his roots in labor organizing will help Democrats improve their ground game come 2016.
Connor Casey grew up in Ireland and still remembers the British soldiers patrolling the streets there when he was a kid. Casey's family left the country for Vermont when he was still a child, and Casey says it was his return to Ireland after the signing of the Good Friday Agreement that set him on a career in politics.
The British soldiers were no longer there. People were no longer getting harassed. So that really made me interested in politics and saw the good it can do.
A self-described Ted Kennedy Democrat, Casey is known best in Montpelier as the former legislative director for the Vermont State Employees Association, where he oversaw politics for the State Workers Union. He most recently worked as political coordinator at the Connecticut affiliate of the National Education Association. Starting August 1st, he'll be the new executive director of the Vermont Democratic Party. The party maintains its stronghold over politics in this state, where its members occupy 8 of 9 statewide offices and have a near supermajority in the statehouse. But GOP gains in the last election cycle and the loss of a Democratic incumbent at the top of the ticket make this a critical transition year for both parties. Casey says his predecessor, Julia Barnes, used an analogy to explain his new role to him.
You need to be the glue that holds everything together.
In a party where members are split over divisive issues like tax policy and the need for more government spending, maintaining cohesion can be a battle.
Are there disagreements internally? Everybody has disagreements internally. The important is to have a respectful conversation and to stand unified at the end of the day.
As executive director, Casey will be responsible for the behind-the-scenes work that often means the difference between victory and defeat on Election Day. Democrats have used an impressive fundraising apparatus to bankroll a well-staffed field organization, and its well-honed voter database has allowed the organization to target its outreach.
But the ground game is what's going to win it. Vermont's a rural state, but that doesn't mean you don't have to knock on every door.
According to Vermont Republican Party Chairman David Sunderland, the selection of a longtime labor organizer for the job reflects Democratic priorities that he says are out of touch with Vermont voters.
Well, I think it underscores the close ties between Vermont Democrats and special interest groups who are very motivated by higher state spending and higher taxes on Vermonters.
Outgoing Democratic Party Director Barnes is leaving to head up Bernie Sanders' presidential primary campaign in New Hampshire. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.